Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. I'd like to tell you, along with the legendary. Tyler, we're here at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and see us. We had a great lunch crowd here. Kind of settled a little bit, but man, if you're looking for something great to eat and drinks,
yes,
come on by to Acme. Man, it is the spot to be. And if you're going to the game, or if you don't have tickets, come on here. You can watch the game and enjoy it with all the folks here at Acme Oyster House. Also want to thank our presenting sponsor, Map Construction. Map Built, Build Beyond.
Build Beyond.
Halftime at a Bayou Classic. Southern with a 10-7 lead over Grambling, and we're watching some of the halftime festivities and old boozes cutting up for the crowd. And so, and we talked about it before, but Missouri with a 7-0 lead over Arkansas. Somebody text me about that. Missouri 7-0 over Arkansas. It is midway into the first quarter. Auburn and Alabama 0-0. So if I'm Alabama fans, you start to kind of put a little bit of sweat after watching a 20.5-point underdog Michigan team beat Ohio State today, 13-10. And Herb, that has got to be one of the biggest upsets of the season. Nobody gave Michigan a chance today. They had over 20 guys that entered the NFL draft either by getting picked or signed as college free agents into the NFL. Sharon goes in there and he beats them. Everybody, once Harbaugh's out of there, it's not going to be the same. Well, it sure looked the same today. And Ohio State, with Chip Kelly running the offense, could only muster 10 points.
Well, the Wolverines got a little mojo or some kind of something going on with Ohio State, because Ohio State just
doesn't play
well.
No, it's in your head. It's in your head now.
They just don't play well against them for whatever reason. And I think, you know, that seat over at Ohio State for Ryan Day is flaming right now. And it's hot. And so, you know, I don't know what he can do. He's tried a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and it ain't working. He can't get over the hump for some reason. And maybe Ryan Day is not the guy there that can get Ohio State to where they want to be. You know, you go out and you make a splash hire with Chip Kelly, that offense should be flying high. They should be putting up 50, 60 points a game. but they're not, especially with the talent they have. Now, I will say this personally, I don't think they have the same caliber of talent at the quarterback position to be able to do the things that Chip Kelly does well.
Will Howard is, I would use solid.
He's yes.
As a player.
He's a good player. He can, he, you can
he's
win
solid.
With him, but you're not going to be dynamic with him. That's two different things. So I think that whenever they can get their guy in, that might help them. But I don't think it's going to matter. They, you know, they had C.J. Stroud at one point. I don't think they beat him with Stroud. And so I just think that Ryan Day has I think he's a good coach. I just don't think that he's, for whatever reason, cannot get over that hump. And it's not the Michigan hump. It's the whatever that hump is that's preventing him from going to that next level, because they get the players. They, you know, they have their pick of the litters of the litter who they want to come and join that team all the time.
You know, talking to Jim Nagy, who's the senior director of the Senior Bowl, one of the things he told me was last year they invited 15 players from Michigan. Not all of them showed now. Mm-hmm. I think they had seven.
Mm-hmm.
This year, you know who got the most invites? Ohio State. 13 invites
and
went
they,
out.
And they couldn't beat Michigan today with those players. Now, here's the thing. You know, it's, again, preparation, and then you've got to perform during the game and all those things. I think you're right. I think it's in the back of their heads that they feel like they just can't beat Michigan. There's something about it.
And you get into that fourth quarter, and it's 10-10, and you say, man, this is happening again?
Again.
It can't. It can't be, but it
is. Deja vu. Here we go again.
Also today in a great game, we got to watch the very end of it. South Carolina came back late to beat Clemson 17-14, and Clemson was inside the 20-yard line. Interception, and South Carolina's defense bailed them out late when it looked as though Clemson was going to get that game away. You know, Clemson led almost start to finish here, and until late, you saw the quarterback take off and run, and ain't nobody catching that guy. Sellers can run.
Look,
oh, my God.
This morning on the world-famous Andrews College Game Day on YouTube, we called it. We
all
said
right.
that South Carolina's defense was going to be the reason why they beat Clemson today. Now, here's the thing with Clemson, right? You got Clemson who has been there before. They have a track record of being a team that plays late in December, early in January. The problem you got now with Clemson is they don't want to go out and do the NIL stuff. They don't want to go out and do the transfer portal stuff. So what I think is hurting Clemson is Dabo Sweeney's reluctancy, if you will, of adapting, really truly adapting to the new college football rules and the way that college football is going to be moving forward. I think he's got to figure out a way to let his pride go and make it happen.
The other thing, too, is his longtime defensive coordinator.
Yes.
Is not a head coach at Oklahoma.
That's right, which is why Oklahoma is playing the way they're. Yes.
And so I don't think they're nearly as physical or as talented on the defensive side of the football. You know, Herbert, one time Pete Jenkins was working with that group. He had three first-round picks, the other guy ended up going in round three.
Mm-hmm.
So he had four guys that went in the top 100, but three of them went in the top 30. And they don't have that type of talent along the defensive line today.
No, and then, you know, you had the Deshaun Watsons of the world.
Ooh.
And, you know, you had some ballers on, you know, on offense that really made things click. And You don't
even
have
Tajay
it.
Boyd.
That's
when
right.
Tajay was there.
Tajay
he
was
a
great.
Really good player.
You know, what's the guy that's playing at Jacksonville now? I can't even think of his name. Trevor Lawrence. I mean, he was really good for them as well. Then, you know where it all started to go downhill? DJ Uiagalelei.
Well, Florida State found out he couldn't play either.
Oregon State found out. Everybody found out. Now we all know.
I still don't understand how Mike Norvell thought that guy.
I don't know.
Could
I don't know.
Be, and boy, did they go down the drain quickly.
You know what I think it is? I think it's one of those cases where you think that you can fix it.
He wants to be Dr. Phil.
You know?
But not everybody, you know, is fixable. Even Dr. Phil will tell you that.
Well, you know, Phil Donahue is another one. That's sometimes you can't fix it. It's okay, though.
Charlie Long will like this. University of Louisiana, the Raging Cajuns, they won the day 37-23.
Yes.
And it got Decimo to 10 wins.
That's right.
10-2.
That's beautiful.
The Raging Cajuns. And so they beat UL Monroe 37-23 today. But, man, congratulations to the Raging Cajuns. They've sort of flown under the radar a little bit because of the success that Sumrall and Tulane have
That's
had.
That's right.
But, man, he's built something there.
Let me show you something. You know what I really like about these next level, just slightly under LSU schools, your Tulanes, your ULs, and your La Techs, is they're getting that leftover talent from Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas, and they're really honing these guys to become who they are, right? They take a two-star and a three-star or a two-star and a one-star, and by the end of their career at whatever school, they've grown and maturated to becoming who they're going to be. Now, whatever that looks like, they're not going to ever be a four-star or a five-star or anything like that, but they play great within the system. They play hard. They understand what the team game effort is, and those coaches at those three schools are doing a phenomenal job.
I'll ask you this question before we go to break. What do you think will happen with Harold Perkins? Because he's, to me, a great athlete with a non-defined description on the position. I don't know how you can throw your name in the NFL draft, and yet you really don't have a defined position that you can play for him. They tried him at inside linebacker. That didn't work. And he's a little too small for the inside linebacker spot. They tried him outside. Now, I think he's a terrific pass rusher. But is he going to be a hybrid player in the NFL? Because to me, if that's the case, you almost got to come back. I don't know if he'll come back to LSU or he'll leave and go somewhere else. But you almost got to come back and prove it.
I know he's got to come back and prove it because we didn't see enough of whatever he's going to be. But in my opinion, he's definitely not a guy that can put his hand on the ground at the defensive end and then try to rush the quarterback. I don't think he's that kind of a guy as well. That's right. I don't think he's that kind of a guy. I do think that if he's fast enough, because I don't know how much more weight or bigger he can get, I think playing some kind of down safety is probably in the cards for him. And it may not be a nickel type situation. It may be like a Cam Chancellor type situation that
I
see
him playing. Cam's bigger than him, I can tell you.
That's right.
Cam Chancellor was a big man out there on that field.
He's a huge guy, and I think that Harold brings the same type of energy that Cam brings in, like a Bob Sanders or something like that. I think that's the type of position. It's going to have to be some kind of safety that comes down in the box.
Yeah, I would agree with you. You talk about doing a total 180. Cam Chancellor, I think it was 6'3 and a half, 235 pounds.
Yep.
Bob Sanders was 5'8 and 185 pounds at the most. And, man, both those guys could play. Now, Sanders' career got cut short because, man, he was so reckless with his body.
He didn't
You
care.
Can't play like that and stay healthy in the National Football League.
You know, that reminds me of when I was playing for Lower Coast way back in the days when I was 8 and 9 years old. I was so reckless, man. I used to come downhill and just tear them up, and it was a wonderful thing, you know?
We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show from Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road in Baton Rouge, right after this break here on the Big 870 WW.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. A better way.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike and Herb here at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Also want to thank MAP Construction, also Mr. Daniel Williams, who was here from MAP.
Yep.
And thank him for bringing Andrew,
yep,
who came share us a little bit of knowledge and what, mm-hmm, he does. Every Saturday morning has his own little game day segment right outside of his house.
Yep.
That's awesome. That is really, really awesome,
yeah,
to do. We're now going to go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, and it'll be our Inside the Tiger Den segment, and is brought to you by Go Tax Resolution.
That's right.
Your go-to tax resolution team, Go Tax Go. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, we have on with us Ryan Aber, who writes for the Oklahoman. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Ryan, how shocking, now be truthful now, how shocking was it to watch what you watched last Saturday?
That's right.
As Oklahoma, I mean, they just disassembled,
they did,
Alabama,
yes,
in every which way that you could. We saw before, man, LSU, they couldn't barely touch Milroe, and you guys stifled him. You made him throw the ball,
yep,
to try to beat you. He couldn't do it, and everything clicked for the Sooners. No question, the best football game they played this year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It was, you know, I've been doing this a while. This is my 12th season covering Oklahoma football and sort of on and off for most of the last 25. Well,
okay.
It was the most shocking result I had been a part of. You know, I think about that Sugar Bowl upset of Alabama about a little bit more than a decade ago when Trevor Knight just went crazy. But that one last Saturday was, you know, even above that as far as just stunning results. And it wasn't just that they won, but the way that they won. You talk about what they did to Milroe, Eli Bowen shutting down Ryan Williams, and then obviously that defensive performance from OU, and then their offense not turning the ball over and just sort of grinding the game out on the ground.
Herb?
Yeah, but, you know, with that's Venable's calling card, right, is defense, and that's what it looks like. So my question to you, Ryan, is, you know, you go back and you look at Lincoln Riley and what he did at Oklahoma as the quarterback whisperer, and he's got, you know, all of these Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks that he's, you know, I guess manifested into what they are now in the NFL and things like that. What's Brent's forte, and how does everyone in Oklahoma Soonerland, how do they feel about him right now?
Yeah, I think certainly after that last week, a lot more positive. But they wanted a better defense in Norman, and you know, really wanted that to be a big piece of you know, their team moving forward after Lincoln Riley left, which was you know, pretty shocking at the time when he made that departure. But I think a lot of people looked at it as an ability to reset as they got ready to go into the SEC. And he certainly rebuilt that defense sort of step by step. Now, obviously, there's a lot of room to grow still, especially on the offensive side. And, you know, didn't make the right offensive coordinator hire in the off season after Jeff Lebby left. But, you know, now after last week, a lot of people still wanted to see Brent Venable succeed, but certainly after last week, a whole lot more positive feeling around Norman and around the program here, you know, as they wrap up this regular season.
Brian, you can't start the engine over on the car, turn it over without the quarterback. And, man, we saw early in the season, because they played Tulane, man, Jackson Arnold was he was terrific that game. More running the ball than, say, throwing it. But, man, he had a really good game against the Green Wave. And then, man, derailment. And then Michael Hawkins comes in for a while at quarterback, and then they went back to Jackson. How do you look at his development at the big position out on the field? If you don't have that guy, mm-hmm. you're going to struggle in this league. And so your thoughts on his maturing and his growth as a quarterback this season?
Yep.
Yeah, I think overall you've seen some growth in him, but also I think it's really hard to give a fair grade to his season when you look at not only their offensive line struggles, and their offensive line has gotten a lot better over these last few weeks, but to be without pretty much your top five wide receivers for virtually the entire season, you know, it's going to be difficult. And I think certainly the ball security issue is one that you circle as something that he's really got to get better in. He was fantastic in that regard a week ago, and has to be today if OU is to have a chance. But I think overall it's just really difficult to grade the job that Jackson Arnold has done. And I think it's going to be, you know, interesting to see what happens here heading into the offseason as they, you know, make that decision on the offensive coordinator. Does whoever they hire bring in his own guy? Does Jackson feel like he fits into that system? But I think you still see a lot of the talent that made Jackson Arnold a five-star recruit out of high school. It's just still a matter of questioning, you know, whether he can put it all together and take that next significant step forward.
Number 28, Daniel Stutzman. I told Herb the story and talking to Coach from Tulane. Man, John Sumrall, I told him before the game, I said, Coach, I'm going to just tell you, man, 28. I mean, he's all over the field. So when we did our Tulane Tuesday segment, he came back and said, Mike, I got to tell you something. Every time we went in that direction, it looked like twins.
That's right.
That day, I was two of them out there. I said, oh, like it used to be like the Selman brothers at Oklahoma.
Yep.
Yeah. He said, but it wasn't two. He said, that was only one.
That's right.
But he said, man, you could have swore it was two of them. Him to come back, because I think he'd have been most likely an early mid-round pick had he decided to come out early last year. Him deciding to come back for that last season with the Sooners has really been a big part of any progression you had on the defensive side of football. You just look at the tackles, he doubles everybody in the amount of tackles he makes out on the field. Terrific football player. And hard to go be replaced once he leaves.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, when you look at the you know, OU career tackles list and you see him right up there with guys like Brian Bosworth, I mean, that says something about the kind of career that he's put together. And I think he's really taken a step forward this year. I think maybe before this year you could say, well, he's sort of a compiler and things get funneled to him, especially last week. It was him going out and making the plays. He set the tone from the very jump, stopped Jalen Milroe, you know, right at the line of scrimmage on the very first play of the game. And that sort of got this defense going. And that's what he's been. He's been that not only emotional leader, the vocal leader, but also the guy who goes out there and makes the play when they really need it. To get him and Billy Bowman back, I think are two of the biggest pieces for why this defense has taken a significant step forward. And, you know, if they wouldn't have taken a step forward, you can only imagine where this OU team would be this year with some of the offensive struggles that they've had. And, you know, I know it's been a long, long time since they've had a guy lead the way that Danny Stutzman has. And then you also talk about Brent Venables and, you know, what he wants to do. Brent Venables' calling card, whether it was at OU the first time or at Clemson, was linebacker play. And Danny Stutzman is a Brent Venables type of linebacker and has really help that defense and that linebacker group set the tone.
I think one of the things in coming into the SEC that was in question was, could OU match the physicality up front, offensive, defensive line? Now, I think you're a little bit closer on the defensive line than offensive line.
Yep.
And I think some injuries have certainly played a part in that. But how would you look at it? Because I think that's the big jump from the Big 12 to the SEC. You played fast players, quick players.
Yep.
But is the physicality of the SEC, offensive, defensive line-wise, that separates them from any other conference?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I covered this conference for a few years back in the early 2000s, covering Arkansas. And, yeah, when I made the move and started covering the Big 12 regularly, you could see the difference on the front. And you thought, hey, the OU offensive line was in much better position because of the job that Bill Beedenbow has done with that group. But he missed on some of those portal guys, and then they've had quite a few injuries up there. But that defensive line has really progressed over this last part of the season. You look at our Mason Thomas at the defensive end spot. He had a really big play there at the end of that game last week to lead to an interception that Woody Washington made. They've had, you know, getting Dominic Williams from TCU was a really big addition, but it's just been about building the depth. And you look at the young players up there. They've got Jaden Jackson, the first defensive tackle to start as a freshman at OU since Tommy Harris, a guy who I know y'all are a little bit familiar with down this way. So it's been a while. And so they've not only got some of that physicality up front, but they've got it from young guys who are going to be around, and they've got a good base to build off of. Still have some steps forward to take there, but certainly much better position than they were, you know, even 2 years ago.
So the Oklahoma's, what, 6-5 right now. I know you said that the fan base feels really good about the win last week, but what do they feel about the state of the actual program now under Brent than what it was before? Now, I know what they want, but you got to give coaches an opportunity, right? I'm one of these guys that 5 years is enough time for a coach for you to get, allow them to be able to be successful if that's what's going to happen. But I know people are kind of impatient, things of that nature. But I do see some good things that Brent's doing over there. Is his job safe? If he loses today, loses a bowl game, is that it for him? What do you think?
I think this offensive coordinator hire is really important because they've got to get a guy in who can start building up that side of the ball, because clearly Seth Luttrell was not the answer over there. And you've seen some positive developments in the offense since Joe John Finley took over, but they've got to make many more significant steps of progress on that side of the ball. So I think Brent Venables' job is safer right now, but this offensive coordinator hire is sort of a make or break thing for him and his future at OU. There's a lot of people who still really love Brent Venables and the job he's done as far as building up that defense, as far as changing the physicality mindset on both sides of the ball, and as far as setting the culture. But OU fans certainly want to see offense, and they haven't seen much of it this year and need to make some significant strides forward there for Brent Venables' long-term future.
Ryan, close your ears on this. I hope the offense don't percolate tonight.
Me too. No.
But you never know. Yeah, LSU's defense has been so Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde all year long.
Yeah. it can be great, but you never know.
Yeah, it's been a lot more Dr. Jekyll, too. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Man, appreciate it. I know you came in on kind of last-minute notice, but, brother, we appreciate you.
You
did a fantastic job.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you all so much for having me on, and have a great one this weekend, and enjoy the game tonight.
All righty. Thank you. Ryan Aber, who covers, man, did a great job today.
Yeah.
Covers the Oklahoma Sooners for the Oklahoman. We want to thank him for joining us this afternoon. Ryan's segment in our Inside the Tiger Den was brought to you by Go Tax Resolution. Your go-to tax resolution team, Go Tax Go. We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after this break. We're back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike to tell you along with Herb Tyler. We're at Acme Oyster House here in Baton Rouge, 3535 Perkins Road. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here until 4 o'clock. But then afterwards, man, if you want to come get something to eat and drink, if you don't have a ticket to the game, come on by. You can watch the games. They have them all up on these 18-screen TVs that are surrounding us at the moment. Also want to thank our presenting sponsor, Map Construction, Map Built, Build Beyond, do a great job each and every year of sponsoring us here. Also, thank Mr. Daniel Williams, who brought his son Andrew.
That's right.
And he did his little question and answer with us, and like he does every Saturday morning at his house. He's got a little Saturday game day thing built up there. Herb, I think tonight turnovers are going to play huge, because I think really what tilted the field last week was, man, Milroe just turning the ball over time after time after time. And, you know, he threw a lollipop up there. They brought it back for a score. But, man, he was forcing balls into coverages that I don't know what he was looking at, to be honest.
It was strange because it looked like the Milroe from the first – one or two, three games of last season that Saban was, you know, pulling his hair out because of. And that's not normally like Milroe. You know, he's one of my favorite quarterbacks. He's one of the best decision-making quarterbacks I've seen in a long time. You know, the tail end of last year and the beginning of this year. But for some reason, it's kind of reverted back for some reason. I don't know why.
It wasn't good.
No, it wasn't good. But it's kind of – it's the same thing that Nuss did, too. Remember, all of a sudden
– against Florida.
Not just Florida, against Texas A&M as well. It's like, what are we doing here? Why are we making these decisions that are nowhere near the type of decisions that we're used to you making? You know, it was kind of weird, and it just really felt just uneasy because – we know they're better than that. We know they don't do those kind of things. So,
we'll save the keys for our last segment. But your thoughts on tonight, Texas A&M, and to watch A&M, they got caught in the trap last week playing Auburn. And you had a chance to win it, to be honest, and you let it slip away. I give Auburn a lot of credit. They played hard. They're not playing for anything other than pride. They were able to pull that game out. And Alabama's only got a 7-0 lead against them now. And you deep into the second quarter. This almost seems like a trap for Texas.
It's a 100% trap.
And they better watch out. Texas's defense has played better than I thought. But to be honest, their offense, they haven't played as well as I thought I would see this Longhorn offense play this year.
So we saw it happen earlier today with Michigan, Ohio State.
Yep.
Doesn't matter what the rankings are. Doesn't matter what the wins and losses are. This is one of those games. Texas A&M. Whoever is going to win this game is going to be the one who is the most prepared, the one that fears the most of losing, and the one that really takes a lot of pride in their school colors and the logos on the uniform.
And they hate one another.
And they hate
and
one another.
And no dislike.
So
it's a hate.
You said something that was important, but I think I know the reason. The reason why I think Texas's offense is not what we were anticipating it to be is because yours have been hurt for a significant amount of time, and they just never really truly gelled. And then there is this looming thing of a – Arch Manning behind him.
He's looking in that rearview mirror every play.
That's a thing. It's not some kind of magic trick. It's a real thing. It's out there. Literally, he's on the commercial with Dr. Pepper saying, you know, it doesn't matter if your backup has nice flowing hair and a great last name. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, so in my mind, I'm like, that has to be an issue for him.
I think he's pressing.
He's definitely.
I think yours is pressing.
And he did that before in the past, too, even before Arch got there, right? He was still, you know, really trying really hard and too much instead of just playing the game and letting it come to him. And so, but my thoughts on this game tonight is the fact that, you know, they're playing at Texas A&M. The 12th man is killer out there. That stadium is architect and designed to help. To have the 12 men inside.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be hard for Texas. Now, or is the Texas that played Georgia going to be the same Texas that show up? Or is it going to be the Texas that we all think and know that they're supposed to be? So that's going to be the question. But I will say this. I want Texas to win, but I think A&M is going to win this game.
I wouldn't be surprised at it, to be honest with you. You think about Quinn Ewers. He was the number one rated player in the country. He goes to Ohio State 1 year, goes back home to Texas, and is playing for the Longhorns. He got to understand that your rankings don't matter.
No.
It didn't matter when you were at Ohio State. Mm-mm. It's not going to matter here. But the fact that Arch is there, I think that's some pressure that you built up inside of you.
That's right.
Not somebody else has.
Imaginative.
You have.
That's right. That's just like stress, right?
Correct.
You know, those different things that we're so worried about, worrying about something that'll never happen until it actually happens. Most of the time, the things that we, you know, feel anxiety about are things that we put in our own heads that we're so worried about that's about to happen now. That's never, ever going to happen.
In a year from now.
It never happened,
and you worried for nothing.
That's right, exactly.
We'll be back to finish it off here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettelia along with Herb Tyler at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road. Also, if you want catering done, give them a call here. Talk to Jason. He'll cater meals there. Also, too, for the holidays coming up, just mm-hmm. past Thanksgiving. But if you don't want to cook for Christmas, New Year's, you want seafood, give them a call here at Acme Oyster House and ask for Jason. We'll be back with a little bit more of our Tiger Tailgating Show right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. We're finishing up here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Want to thank everybody here at Acme Oyster House here yep. in Baton Rouge. Do a great job hospitality-wise. They always take tremendous care of us, and so we appreciate Jason and everybody here that does that each and every week. Also want to thank our presenting sponsor, MAP Construction. Mr. Daniel Williams with MAP was here yep. a little bit early, and we want to thank him and what MAP does to create this show each and every year. Also, some news breaking in college football that Central Florida's head coach Gus Malzahn, who was former head coach at Auburn, he is stepping down as the head coach at UCF to join Florida State, and he'll be Mike Norvell's offensive coordinator.
That's right.
How about that? We saw it last year
yep.
with Ryan Day mm-hmm. going out and bringing in Chip Kelly, who was at UCLA, and now Gus Malzahn has been brought in now by Florida State to be their new offensive coordinator. That offense is going to look different with Gus.
It will, and I guess Gus is thinking, well, you know what? If I go out there and change the offense and we actually start scoring some points and they still lose, well, you know what? Norvell might get fired, but they might promote me, the head coach. I like the attitude. Look at Gus. He's making a smart move right there.
Man, one thing I know about Gus, Gus know how to count money.
He know how to do that.
I mean, he does know what dead presidents on paper look like.
And he's supposed to, because there's a lot of that going around.
Yeah. Bobby always says that about me, but I can say that about Gus. Keys to victory real quick, Herb.
Again, LSU, man, just don't turn the ball over. Let's continue to ride the wave from last week. Let's not put that bad taste in our mouth as far as like the A&M, the Alabama, and the Florida game. Let's keep that away from us. You know, play hard up front. You know, like you said, it could be the last time that we see the bookends at tackle play
Will
in the
Campbell,
LSU uniform.
Emory Jones,
you never know. So they need to play hard. They need to go out there and try to get a 100-yard rusher. And the defense, just fly around the ball. Make sure you make the five-star quarterback play like a five-star quarterback. And that's it. And I think we'll be fine. And I hope the fans are into the game from the first snap to the last snap.
Other guy, too. We'll never see him again in Tiger Stadium. Josh Williams.
Josh Williams. That's
man,
right.
Think about, you know, what he went through. Come on as a walk-on. Mm-hmm. And to play a big part in LSU's offense mm-hmm. over the last three seasons. It's amazing.
He's been the constant, if you think about it. You think about it at running back. He's the only one that's been there, the offense, period. He's been a pillar of that offense, so it's really good to see him.
We'll throw it now to the LSU Radio Network, and at 6 o'clock right here on the Big 870 WWL, LSU Tigers, Oklahoma Sooners, right here on the Big 870 WWL. Thanks for listening.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.